Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. It is Wednesday, October 24th, making this episode a little bit later at night, so most of you are probably catching this on Thursday, but whenever you're catching it, this is going to be a damn interesting episode to listen to because I am going to be discussing the most electrifying players in the NFL. Today's also question and answer day, so if you got questions about a player, college prospect, something you saw in the field, something with your team, you can email those questions to stevethescout81@gmail.com, or you can send me a voice message on Anchor. Typically, the time to get your question on the show is about 2 to 4 weeks right now. So again, send them to stevethescout81@gmail. Exciting stuff going on right now. So look, big announcement. stevethescout.com, which you guys have heard me mention, I've actually built a website over the last couple months. That is actually changing, and stevethescout.com is going to be pigskinnut.com, and it is a 100% news-based website. Pigskin Nut tagline is for those who are crazy about football, and it's going to be football news, and it's going to be intriguing and done with a scouting mindset, something different than what you're seeing anywhere else. I am excited to bring that to you, and I'll definitely give you more announcements as that is getting finished up there. For more information, if you want to follow me on Twitter, SteveTheScout81 or the Pro Football Scouting Podcast on Facebook. And also one more announcement. This actually is my bye week. So this weekend, unfortunately for you guys, I will not be bringing you any content. Very vulnerable thing that I'll announce right here. I've actually been talking with a beautiful young lady from Eastern Europe for about 6 months right now. And we are finally going to meet this weekend. So in the spirit of love, and everybody needs love, Steve the Scout definitely needs love, I will be taking my bye week this weekend, but I will be back with you guys on Wednesday to answer more of your questions. And now let's get on with it. The 15 most electric players in the NFL, ranked by Steve the Scout. But before we start, let me talk to you about what makes a player electric. So what makes a player electrifying? Quite simply, it's this. To me, an electrifying player. Now, it's typically an offensive player. So guys that more often than not have the ball in their hands. This is a list of 15 players, and I only put one defensive player on this list. Only one. The other 14 are offensive players. So electrifying, to me, number one, it's speed. And it's not just 40 speed, it's play speed in a fancy and unusual way of how you use your play speed. Also, these players have to have traits that are unique to them. Unique cutting ability, unique jumping ability that we just don't see from anyone else. And they have to be absolutely a playmaker and a guy that when you turn on their highlight reel, you can watch tons of highlights and big-time plays that they make every single year that are jaw-dropping and they're done in a fancy way that make you hold your breath with raw excitement and just make you shake your head because what they're doing, it's one-of-a-kind talent. Now, defensive linemen and offensive linemen, they are not on this list because they don't run all over the field the same way that a wide receiver does or a running back does. On this list, I do have, out of 15 players, only one of them is a defensive player, and the rest of them are all 14 that are going to be strictly offensive players. There's no blockers in this list. This is not a list about strength, power, or even a best players list. It is about the most exciting players to watch in the game. And starting out at 15, we have running back from the Jacksonville Jaguars, Leonard Fournette. Last year, Leonard Fournette had the highest top-end speed of any running back in the NFL at 23 miles per hour. When you look at size-wise and speed-wise, he is the closest thing we've seen to Adrian Peterson in his prime. He has for a guy his size to run that fast and be that big and that powerful while doing it is highly impressive. The reason why he's not ranked higher on this list is he's a strictly downhill runner. Yes, he has cutting ability. He can juke, but he's not known for that. He's not as fancy as some of these other running backs, but still, having the speed that Leonard Fournette has out of the backfield, or not even so much out of the backfield, just his top end speed of 23 miles per hour and being that big as a running back is highly impressive. That's why Leonard Fournette comes in at number 15. And coming in at number 14, he is a big fella. He is wide receiver Julio Jones out of the Atlanta Falcons. Julio Jones is the only guy I've seen with the size and speed that he has. The only guy I've seen since Calvin Johnson or maybe Randy Moss. Why is Julio Jones not ranked higher? He's fancy, but he's not as fancy as some of these other players because he's so big. He's just a beast and he destroys you. That's what he does. Julio Jones is a straight up beast. Moving on to number 13, it is Kareem Hunt out of the Kansas City Chiefs. Kareem Hunt has some of the best concentration I've ever seen from a running back. One of the best sideline catchers maybe of any running back in the game today. Go back and look at the play. It was a late touchdown pass. I'm trying to remember exactly where in the game it was, but it was a little bit later in the game. Patrick Mahomes, he was scrambling. How Kareem Hunt got open on the sideline and dove into the end zone, that's what I'm talking about. It was some incredible concentration, and he is just a slippery guy. He's hard to catch. He wiggles his way to where he needs to be very well, and he's just a slippery guy that is hard to get your hands on. He's a little bit different than Alvin Kamara. I would say Alvin Kamara is probably the better overall athlete and more complete running back. But Kareem Hunt brings you a lot of the same stuff that Alvin Kamara does. He just doesn't really have the same kind of power. But, you know, looking at Kareem Hunt play, he is fun to watch and definitely one of the most exciting players in the NFL. That's why he comes in at number 13. And number 12 is arguably the best running back in the game today. It's Todd Gurley of the Los Angeles Rams. What Todd Gurley will do is he will hurdle over you about as well as any back in the game. He will beat you with power. He is a threat to score in the screen game every single time, and he has rare cutting ability and a home run threat. And when you talk about just a back out of the backfield, he's the best in the game right now. He's been that way the last 2 years. He's the only running back in recent memory that's been in the MVP conversation. He was last year and he is again this year. But what he does that's unique is just his combination of power, home run speed, vision, and just being a threat in the screen game. And out of the backfield, he's the best back in the game right now. Makes him not rank higher, and there are some running backs on this list that ranked a little bit higher than him, is that he is still in a lot of ways a downfield runner. I get it. He has some fancy moves, but there are some guys on this list that do things in a more fancier way than him, if that makes sense, a more exciting way. Doesn't mean they're better. It just means they are more electric. Thank you. So moving on with that list, coming in at number 11, if I can find my notes on time, there we go, Deshaun Watson. When you want to look at a combination of scrambling ability and a good arm, he's the number one quarterback in the NFL when you combine those things. He's the best scrambling quarterback of any starter that's playing right now in the NFL and also has a great arm. He was a threat to win MVP last year. He can literally take over a game. I know he's had some struggles coming back this year, but he is still a playmaker and a half. And the plays that he can make on the run outside of the pocket, it's very rare for a quarterback. Yes, we've seen guys that are faster who could also throw on the run, so he's not a once-in-a-lifetime type talent. That's why he's not ranked higher, but he is still very exciting, and he can make throws in the run. He's not Michael Vick, but, man, he is a hell of an exciting player to watch. So moving on from number 11 to number 10, we have Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, the wide receiver of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is what happens when your notes are not totally in order. You kind of trip over stuff. But what makes Antonio Brown special is I've never seen a player in the history of the game that separates himself from the DB as suddenly as he does when the ball is coming his way. See, what Antonio Brown, you can cover him like glue, and you'll notice, you know, a guy like Jalen Ramsey, yeah, you might be able to cover him for a bit, but what he does is as the ball is coming down, he gets himself into better position and can separate himself better at the last second, better than any wide receiver I have ever watched. And I think that might be his best trait, is his ability to separate at the exact right time to get open. The best of any wide receiver I've ever watched in my lifetime. And that is why he comes in at number 10. So recapping 15 through 10 for you. At number 15, we got Leonard Fournette, the highest top-end speed of any running back last year. At number 14, we got Julio Jones, too big, too fast. Reminds me again, just a lot like Randy Moss and Calvin Johnson. Kareem Hunt, slippery out of the backfield, the best mid-play concentration of any back in the game. Todd Gurley, the best back out of the backfield in the NFL. Deshaun Watson, the best combination of a runner and a thrower. I may have said scrambler and a thrower before, but it's really just a runner. His speed and ability to throw the ball of any starting quarterback. And then Antonio Brown, the best at last second separation of any wide receiver in the NFL. So I gave you 15 through 10. Let's take a break real quick and answer a question. So coming back to the show today, we got Ken Cunningham. Ken, you had asked me before the season started, you had mentioned that I gave my list of the best quarterbacks in the game. Before the season started, I did not put Pat Mahomes in that category. Well, I mean, you know, and you wanted to know really today, where would I put him? For me, you know, what I saw from Pat Mahomes in college was a guy that was erratic, but had a world of talent. And I only saw him play one game last year. Now that I've seen him play a lot more games, yeah, obviously, I think a lot different right now. You could definitely say this year he's been the best quarterback. He's been the best quarterback in the NFL. I would definitely put him in the top six. What his ability is, it's absolutely off the chart. And interestingly enough, I'm going to actually just answer another question really quick, because Rich Banks had asked me, who are the best quarterbacks in the NFL? And there are six guys that I came up with that I believe this year right now, I'm not talking about in the game today, I'm talking about the way they've played this year. These are the six guys that I believe have been the best in the NFL this year in no particular order. Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes, Andrew Luck. Now, Andrew Luck has the second most touchdown passes in the league. Mahomes has 22, Luck has 20. Look at the talent that Andrew Luck has to work with. Need I say more? If he had a halfway decent receivers and he had a running back like Kareem Hunt, I think they have some good players coming on strong in their offense. But Marlon Mack, he hasn't had a running game. He's been injured most of the year. Andrew Luck's had nothing to work with, and he's had 20 touchdown passes, only two less than Pat Mahomes. So again, Breeze, Rivers, Mahomes, Luck, Matt Ryan, and Jared Goff. Those are the six guys this year who I believe have been the best quarterbacks in the league. Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, they're all playing well, but I'm talking about who's played the best this year. Those are my six guys right there. Breeze, Rivers, Mahomes, Luck, Ryan, Goff. Hopefully I said all six again. But thanks for the question, Rich Banks. Appreciate it. So with that being said, let's get on with the rest of the most electrifying players in the game. And coming in at number 9, the only defensive player that I have on this list, outside linebacker Von freaking Miller. This linebacker has the best first step quickness since Lawrence Taylor or Derek Thomas. There is no defensive player in the NFL, not even Aaron Donald. I don't know anyone. I mean, but Aaron Donald, it's a different position, so you can't compare. Not a fair comparison. So, but when you look at the fastest first step, There's nobody that matches Von Miller with that. He rivals Lawrence Taylor and Derek Thomas. He is in that category. I think Khalil Mack overall is probably maybe a little bit the better football player, but Von Miller, in terms of his initial first step and his closing ability, he is out of this world. Not only that, what makes him so electric is he is one of the best guys in terms of bending around the edge in the game. So the way he contorts his body to actually make these sacks and finish quarterbacks, that is what makes him so electrifying. So again, you know, we're talking about on this list guys that have rare ability. The rarer their ability and the more fancier the way they use it, the higher they're going to rank on this list. That is why Von Miller comes in at number 9. Best first step quickness of any linebacker in decades. Combine that with being one of the best benders around the edge. You know, that is what makes him come in at number 9. So that brings us to number 8. Number 8 is wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins out of the Houston Texans. This guy has the best combination in the NFL of any receiver of foot speed, catching skills, and play speed to beat you deep, combined with incredible use of angles. He does it all. So again, I don't know anyone that has as good foot speed as he does, combined with the catching skills that he does. He's literally one. He has some of the surest hands of any receiver in the game today. He's up there top three in that conversation. He's got the play speed to beat you deep. He has got incredible quickness across the middle. So he's exciting, running all over the field, takes great use of angles, and just some of the best sideline catching skills you see. That is what makes wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins so rare and coming at number 8. Coming in at number 7 is the best receiving back in the game today, and that is Alvin Kamara. He's been the best this year. When you want to look at what makes Alvin Kamara so unique, it's what he does as a receiving back and the fact that I don't see any running back in the NFL that comes out of the backfield as fast as he does. No one. Best receiving back in the game, incredible body control, but what he is so good at is, he is a great receiver, probably the best in the NFL. He runs a full route tree. Not only that, he makes so many mid-route adjustments and end-of-route adjustments that it's incredible. He looks like a number one wide receiver out there. But he's slippery. He's a guy that uses his power. Again, I talked about Kareem Hunt before. They have some similar skill sets and similar type backs. But what makes Alvin Kamara different is Alvin Kamara's use of his power and Alvin Kamara's route running. He is one of the most explosive athletes at the running back position in the game today. And again, what makes him rank so high in this list is what he does as a receiver and the fact that just nobody gets out of the backfield faster. So with that, moving on to number 6, running back Tariq Cohen out of the Chicago Bears. Why do I say Tariq Cohen? Tariq Cohen is not even the number one running back on that team. But you know what he is? He is a human effing joystick. You remember the old days when you had Tecmo Super Bowl? You could take Bo Jackson or Barry Sanders. You can make them run left, run right, run backwards, run around the entire field. And it's like, oh my God, you're getting dizzy just watching him. That is what Tariq Cohen does. You remember Darren Sproles? Very similar player to him. But I would say Tariq Cohen is, to me, the more invincible guy. And that's what makes him so unique is his invincibility when he has the ball. You cannot get a hand on him. Watch him punt return. He will run all over the field. He's the hardest guy to get a hold of. And he's not one of the elite backs in the NFL, but he might be the most slippery and the most exciting one. Again, think of Tecmo Bowl. Pretend you have a joystick or a control pad, go left, right, up, down. You know, I mean, that is what Tariq Cohen does. And to me, you know, that just makes him maybe the most exciting running back in the game to watch. But there is one that is ranked higher than him. So moving on to number 5, another guy that doesn't see the field as much as some of the other guys in this field, and a guy that really can be number 1 at some point, but he just hasn't seen the field enough, so I can't rank him any higher than this. But that's quarterback Lamar Jackson. When I talked about electrifying, I talked about play speed. He might be the fastest quarterback we've seen since Michael Vick. He's faster. He's faster than RG3. Faster than any of these other guys in the game today. He has that kind of speed, and not only that, he knows how to use the speed, and he is elusive when he is running. He also has a hell of an arm. He really does, and I think the more he continues to develop, I think he'll become a better quarterback. He's not getting as much playing time because right now Joe Flacco's having a good bounce back year, but Lamar Jackson, watch his college highlights, watch his preseason highlights. You can't tell me that there's 10 players in the NFL more exciting to watch than him when he has the ball in his hands. He is a special player, and he ranks so high because he is the best scrambling quarterback in the NFL in over a decade. So with that, I am going to answer the last question we have on the show today, and then I'll get to the top four, actually. So we have a question from Phil Angle, and Phil wanted to know, the Rams, can they go undefeated this year, and who would be the MVP? Would it be Goff or would it be Gurley if they were to have an MVP? I definitely think the Rams can go undefeated. I'm saying it right now. I actually have a feeling they might go 19-0 this year. They just look so unbeatable right now. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been like every game has been this massive blowout. I mean, it's kind of been that way, but you look at them, and they're running on all cylinders right now. Combination of offense, defense, they're just the most complete team and really hard to beat. I could definitely see them going 19-0. In terms of who's the MVP, Jared Goff's had a great year, but at this point, I would give it to Todd Gurley. He's the leading rusher in the NFL. He almost won MVP last year. He was Offensive Player of the Year last year. The writers are going to want to give it to him, so I think Todd Gurley is going to be the more likely one. So with that, let's go through number 9 through number 5, and then we'll give you the top 4 most electrifying players in the NFL. Coming in at number 9, we have the fastest first step that any linebacker has had since the 1980s, Von Miller. Yes, it's been since the days of Lawrence Taylor that we had, or Derek Thomas, that we had a linebacker that fast out of his stance. DeAndre Hopkins coming in next at number 8. What makes him so great is, again, the combination of speed, catching, short area quickness, and use of the sideline. Alvin Kamara coming in at number 7. He is the best receiving back in the game, the best route runner, and probably the fastest out of the backfield too. Tariq Cohen, it's like you're on Tecmo Bowl. That he is a human joystick. He is that exciting to watch. And of course, Lamar Jackson, the fastest quarterback we've had since Michael Vick. And he's also in the same league as Michael Vick in terms of arm talent and speed. So wanted to thank you guys for your questions today. Thank you, Ken Cunningham, Phil Angle, and Rich Banks. Now let's get on with the 4 most electrifying players in the NFL, only here on the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. DeAndre Hopkins, as I mentioned, makes some of the most ridiculous catches in the NFL. It is jaw-dropping to watch. But there's one wide receiver who makes catches that are just a little bit more jaw-dropping and maybe the best ever at that. And he makes the most ridiculous catches you've ever seen. Coming in at number 4, it was Odell Beckham Jr., number 13 from the New York Giants. What makes Odell so electric, as I say, is, again, he has the best ability to catch the ball. I wouldn't, not even necessarily the surest hands, but he makes the most circus-like catches we've ever seen in the history of the game. Not only that, he's arguably the best overall athlete in the game. And how often he breaks off a massive play for yards after the catch with his speed and just takes it to the house. I don't know if I've watched any running back break off more big plays in the last few years than he does. That is what makes him so electric. Yeah, his personality weighs into it as well. Not so much because this is about playing, but he's definitely got that electricity to him, just even his persona. But what makes him come number 4 on this list is the most ridiculous catches ever and how often he breaks off a massive play for the touchdown. That's why Saquon Barkley comes in at number four. Kent Cunningham, I think you'll like who comes in at number three. It is the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, from the Kansas City Chiefs. Arguably the best quarterback in the NFL this year. And I'll tell you, Patrick Mahomes, he could end up being the best gunslinger we've ever seen in the history of the game. This is what happens. This would be like Dan Marino having some wheels on him and being able to contort his body and just throw from every single angle on the run possible. That's what Patrick Mahomes is. Literally, you know, when I watch him, I hold my breath every time he goes on the run because I feel like I'm about to see something great. When you look at inside the game, he's got the strongest arm in the NFL right now. Aaron Rodgers, he's got a hell of an arm. Matthew Stafford has got a hell of an arm, but I think Patrick Mahomes is the strongest armed quarterback I've seen play in the NFL. There's nobody making throws like he's making on the run, and that is why he comes up so high on this list. Right now, he's about on pace to have one of the biggest years we've ever seen from a quarterback in his first full season. I mean, he is a human highlight reel. I don't know if we've watched a quarterback with an arm like this, who throws on the run like this, and a guy that improvises the way he does. That is why he is so special, and that's why Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs quarterback, comes in at number three on the most electrifying players in the NFL. Now we have the two most electrifying players in the NFL. Coming in at number two is a rookie. A rookie, because this rookie is the closest thing I've seen since Barry Sanders. And that is Saquon Barkley. Go back, just go to YouTube. Type in Saquon Barkley Week 6 highlights versus the Eagles. I'm not saying he's the best running back in the game, but in terms of the most exciting running back to watch, he's it right now. And you could say that in terms of an actual skill set, I'm not saying he's the best, but he is the most complete running back when you look at his skill sets. There's nobody in the NFL that has a better combination of all these things just grouped together as one. The combination of speed, power, balance, cut moves, home run ability, and route running. I get it. You know, Alvin Kamara, Todd Gurley, those guys are up there. But when you look at Saquon Barkley, he's a lot more power. Todd Gurley and Alvin Kamara, they're powerful backs. Saquon Barkley is a lot more powerful. Saquon Barkley has better balance than either of those backs. He has more exciting cut moves, and those backs have great cut moves. He's on the same wavelength with home run speed, but he is on the same wavelength route running. I'd say he's a better route runner than Todd Gurley, and he definitely rivals Alvin Kamara. So Saquon Barkley, he is, you know, when you look at him, it's like watching a hybrid of Barry Sanders and Walter Payton, because he's got those Barry Sanders-like cut moves, and he is a low to bring down like a Walter Payton or a Jim Brown or an Earl Campbell type. He is a once-in-a-generation type running back, really a once-in-a-lifetime back, because he really just brings together the attributes of so many legends of this game, legends that are truly some of the best running backs in history. So now it brings us to number one. So who is the number one most electrifying player in the NFL? Coming in at number one is Tyreek Hill, the wide receiver from the Kansas City Chiefs. Let me tell you something. Tyreek Hill might be the fastest guy play speed in the history of the game. He's the fastest wide receiver I've ever seen. He's faster than Randy Moss. He's faster than Calvin Johnson. He's faster than anyone playing today. They showed in an Olympic race. So the fastest runners in the world, they showed a simulcast or simulcam, excuse me, where they showed all of the top runners. And I don't know if it was the 400 meter or 200 meter, whatever it was, but they showed Tyreek Hill running behind him. And if Tyreek Hill was in the Olympics, he would have come in third place and just a hair behind Usain Bolt, the fastest human in the history of the world. That's how fast Tyreek Hill is. He is probably the fastest player in the history of the NFL when you look at just his straight line speed and how he convert that straight line speed to play speed. And not only that, he has that speed and he runs the full route tree. He's got great body control. He's got incredible short area quickness and incredible concentration. But when you combine it with that kind of speed and a guy that knows how to use the speed. Yeah, we've seen like guys like Chris Johnson. We've seen even a current player, John Ross, the fastest 40 in the history of the combine. He had a split second faster than Tyreek Hill, but he doesn't have nearly the play speed that Tyreek Hill does. I mean, you're talking about a guy that in that kind of race would be one of the top three, four fastest guys in the world. I mean, that's insane. It's the fastest player in the history of the game. I understand guys like Deion Sanders and Bo Jackson, they're up there. I don't know if I've ever watched a player as fast as Tyreek Hill, though. Especially a guy that runs the full route tree and does all these things and is a complete receiver. That is what makes him so special. So again, just recapping this entire list for you. Not going to go over their attributes. 15, Leonard Fournette. 14, Julio Jones. 13, Kareem Hunt. 12, we got Todd Gurley. 11, Deshaun Watson. And number 10, we got Antonio Brown. Moving on the list past that, coming in at number 9, we got Von Miller. DeAndre Hopkins coming in at number 8. Alvin Kamara coming at number 7. Number 6 is Tariq Cohen, the human joystick. Number 5 is Lamar Jackson. 4, OBJ, surest hands ever. The most ridiculous catching ever. Pat Mahomes, the best combination of a scrambler and a gunslinger I've seen ever. I mean, just incredible what he's doing this year. Saquon Barkley, arguably the most naturally gifted running back in the game. And Tyreek Hill, the fastest man in the history of the NFL. I appreciate you guys. Remember, this weekend, no shows. It is my bye week. I will be out having some fun. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Talk to you guys on Wednesday. Enjoy the action this weekend. Love y'all. Peace out.
And so, Steve the Scout once again. Right. And if you have any questions or feedback, send it to stevethescout81@gmail.com, and then you'll be under my spell.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.